Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Welcome back. It's Todd Zwillick with you today. Well, Donald Trump has made his announcement. His VP pick, Indiana conservative Republican Governor Mike Pence, is the choice. Pence was one of the names on Donald Trump's purported shortlist at the end with New Jersey Governor Chris Christie and former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich. Matt Katz has been covering the Trump campaign for our co-producer WNYC, and he's with me now. Hi, Matt.
Hi there, Todd.
What does Mike Pence bring to the table here for Donald Trump?
He brings conservative bona fides. He's appreciated by the conservative, particularly religious conservatives in this country. He also has experience. He's got a pretty good resume, was a congressman, is now a governor, so he has both legislative and executive experience. He also sort of looks like a president, which I think is something that Trump might have appealed to Trump. And he's more of a known quantity. Like, you know what you're going to get from him. You know what he's going to say, then maybe Newt Gingrich, the Speaker of the House, and Chris Christie, the governor of New Jersey, the other two finalists, then those two guys might have brought. There would be probably some concern about them. He is what any of those three. He is what any reasonable advisor to Trump would have recommended.
And how does he appear sort of as a running mate to Trump? You know, there's always a comparison between the two candidates. You don't want somebody who overshadows the principal, and you need somebody who can be supportive and also attack the opponents.
Right. I don't think he's going to make much of a splash. I part of Trump, it seemed, wanted somebody dynamic who can also control the stage like Trump does. Pence is no, you know, he's not a wilting flower here. I mean, he used to be a conservative talk radio host. He knows his way around a microphone, but he's not going to, you know, rile a crowd up or make outlandish statements that are going to dominate the news cycle. That'll be Trump's job. Some things will have to be reconciled. The fact that they have different opinions on a variety of topics is something they're both going to have to answer to. I mean, as an example, Pence had said that Trump's proposed ban on Muslim immigration was unconstitutional. You'd expect Pence to have an answer for something like that. Also, Trump has made some of the most progressive remarks about the LGBT community of any Republican ever. It's one of the demographic groups in our country that Trump has not angered, and yet Pence assigned a law that allows business owners to not serve gays, and that was last year, and that is really what Pence is known for in a large parts of the country, and it really upset the gay community. So there's that sort of variance there too that will have to be reconciled. I just don't really expect him to take a very large dominant role in this campaign like Newt Gingrich or Chris Christie on the ticket would have.
And there's no geographical advantage. Indiana is Republican territory in any presidential election, so it's not like Pence delivers a state that Donald Trump really wants to take away from Hillary Clinton. So it seems like his sole purpose is shoring up the parts of the Republican electorate, Christian conservatives, evangelicals, who have been very, very slow to warm to Donald Trump, if not cool altogether.
Yeah, and elected Republicans in Washington. You already heard Speaker Paul Ryan said that he was very happy with this pick. I think a lot of Republicans like Ryan who want to support the nominee breathed a sigh of relief that Pence was picked.
At the same time, Matt Katz, while we're talking about the quality of the Mike Pence pick, the drama around actually announcing the pick, which Donald Trump had put off in light of the terrorist attacks in Nice, he then wound up coming back and announcing it before he was set to announce it in the first place when he canceled it.
Yeah, I mean, it was a mess, and it was really reflective of the campaign in so many respects so far. Trump said he wasn't going to announce the pick on Friday at 11 o'clock Eastern time, as he had planned, out of respect to those who were killed in France. And yet, at 10:50 a.m., 10 minutes before he was supposed to have the press conference with the pick initially, he tweets it out. So he ended up doing it earlier than planned, even though he said he was going to postpone it. Very bizarre turn of events. Also, there didn't seem to be much planning behind the rollout. It wasn't on his homepage, his website. When he tweeted it out, he didn't tag the Pence, which is important because Trump has millions and millions of followers, and you want your followers to start to associate you with your running mate. There were a whole range of just basic social media and communications functions that you do when you roll out a big announcement like this that Trump failed to do. So it really seemed to be haphazard. I mean, you had conflicting reports for the 24 hours preceding it about whether or not he'd even made a final decision. You had his staffer saying he made a final decision. You had Trump saying he wasn't sure. He was still picking between two or four or three people. Really bizarre. But, you know, that's what we got to come to expect from this campaign.
So it seems like there's been a great deal of impulsivity leading up to this moment. I think going forward, Matt Katz, the critical question to answer here is, can Mike Pence, through his presence on the ticket, convince the so-called value voters that Donald Trump is really one of them? I mean, it's one thing for Donald Trump to have Mike Pence on the ticket and say, look, I chose this guy. Paul Ryan's happy. But millions of evangelicals, they don't think Donald Trump is a real Christian. They don't think Donald Trump is really pro-life. Can Mike Pence help assuage that?
Probably can. And, you know, there have been some recent polls that indicate that Trump, despite the three marriages, despite the positions on LGBTQ issues, has support among evangelicals. So this could certainly shore it up. Although, you know, historically, vice presidential nominees get a lot of attention initially, but don't necessarily sway a race. We know when it works against the candidate, like Sarah Palin with John McCain, where Republicans were really concerned about her on the ticket and some either didn't vote or went for Obama. But it's tough to find an example in recent history where people went out and voted for the president because they liked the vice president. And I don't know if you're going to see that now. At least he provides temporarily some comfort to establishment and conservative Republicans that, you know, he's not totally off the reservation.
Well, Donald Trump moving to shore up his right flank with his pick of conservative Republican Indiana Governor Mike Pence as his running mate. Matt Katz is covering the Trump campaign for our co-producer WNYC on a big Trump day. Matt, thank you.
Thanks, Todd.